But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about how he spent his bye weekend as the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, we say good morning to Jerry Jones. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, man. Sounds a little rough.
Good morning, man. I'm struggling.
Well, what did you do this weekend since you didn't have a Cowboy game?
Well, I just screamed at the TV a whole bunch.
About what?
I was watching an old replay of a lingerie bowl. And was really rooting hard for the team in the pink.
The lingerie bowl.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if you guys know they have that now. Well, I tell you, that's some good material to get you going.
I don't know if we want to hear about that.
No.
I mean, get you going and, excited about football.
Okay. Well, you had a lot of NFL games you could have watched, too, you know.
Boy, I did. And I watched a lot of that NFC East. Man, I tell you, I'm going to be practicing holding that Lombardo trophy right now.
It's Lombardi, and you don't get that just for winning the division.
Well, I think you win the NFC East, you're guaranteed to win the Super Bowl. That's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in the 90s that. It may have been that way.
Wait a second. It ain't the 90s anymore.
No, that was a long time ago.
Oh, crap. I tell you, Philadelphia sucks the balls that hang below a donkey's body. You ever notice that?
Well, they certainly did yesterday.
And that Washington mascot skin is red due to embarrassment, not ethnicity. You know what I'm saying, don't you, George?
Yeah.
You're always on about that.
What? I'm never talking about that.
You guys don't think we're going to the Super Bowl?
Yes, you have a chance. A better chance than you've had in a while.
Best chance we've had in a long, long time since Bayer Switzer. And that's saying something. I tell you what, if we go to the Super Bowl, you realize that outside of Jason Witten, not one of these guys played for Jimmy Johnson.
I don't think Jason did either.
Oh, he didn't. It seemed like he'd been there for forever.
No, he hadn't been here that long.
I tell you what, one of the things that I was almost most successful at this week was getting rid of Jerry Jr.
What do you mean getting rid?
It's your son.
Well, I lured him into the Escalade with a piece of hard candy and told him I would take him out into the country to see the dinosaurs. And, of course, he was all excited and everything. And for the hour and a half drive out there, he, you know, wasted my time making me tell him about the Tyrannosaurus X and all those old dinosaurs they used to have. And so I got out there to a place where the GPS didn't have no roads. And then I reached into the back of the old Escalade and pulled out my shovel. And took him out in the middle of the woods and clubbed him on the back of the head and then ran back to the Escalade and got the hell out of there. Finally thought I was ready, Jerry Jr. Turns out, whole time, he was clinging to the undercarriage, rode all the way back home.
Oh, no. Just like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear, was it?
I tell you what. Something else. I just can't get successful at that. Kind of like how I can't get successful at football. Wait, did I say that on the air?
Yeah, unfortunately you
did. Damn it. But boy, I sure did enjoy this bye week.
Yeah, how's that?
Reminded me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Really? Which one's that?
Bye, bye, love. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, the Cars, yeah.
Substitution, mass confusion, clouds inside your head.
Oh, my gosh.
Involving all my energies, and Dave is a dad. It's an orangey sky. Always is some other guy. It's just a broken lullaby. That's what Roosevelt and I sing together all the time. Roosevelt and I enjoy Bye, Bye, Love.
It's a good song, yep.
Oh, yeah, we enjoy the song, too, right?
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, and I've been looking at one of them bassists that old Ben Orr played. Didn't he sing that song?
Yeah, I think he did sing that song.
Man, I'd love to get one of them bassists, one of them teardrop box bassists.
How do you know that?
I have no idea.
It's a side of you that we've never seen.
We just I have a Jones Family Band, and I play bass on it.
Man, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, it's really weird. I play bass, and Jerry Jr. plays the jug, March XXX. Steven plays the spoons, and Gene plays washtub bass. So we're kind of doubled up on that.
Kind of doubled on the bass parts, I guess.
Right. Hey, I prefer anything by the car sung by Ben Orr.
Are you?
Yeah, although to his credit, that Rick Ocasek. He got in that period chamber, that Paulina Porizkova, and that ain't nothing to sneeze at.
I'll tell you what, Jerry. We're gonna cut you loose.
Back to football.
Okay, what else you got to tell us about football?
I want to tell you this right now, to your face on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I hate playing in New Jersey.
Why?
Because it reminds me of Bill Sarah Purcell's.
Well, now, we just had him on, and he talked very glowingly about you.
Oh, of course he did. Talking all nice because he fears me. That's why.
fears me.
He knows I own a Cadillac Escalade and a shovel and a road that doesn't go on GPS.
I don't think he's scared of you.
Plus, every time I think about Bill, he is a nice guy, but he smells like processed meats.
Oh, gosh.
Well, but he can coach.
Well, but do you really want someone coaching next to you that every time he's around smells like sauerkraut and salami mixed together in some sort of vomit stew?
Gross. No, you don't.
And I don't think the man's heard of toilet paper, to be quite honest.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
And then after that, I don't know if they've announced our schedule after that, so I'm not sure who we're playing.
You're playing Philadelphia on Thanksgiving Day.
On Thanksgiving Day?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. We better start preparing for that.
Well, I'm sure your team already has.
What about Green Bay? We ever playing them this year?
Maybe in the playoffs.
Yeah, maybe in the playoffs.
That's right. The damn playoffs. That's what I'm looking for. We can look over this whole Thanksgiving
Jerry,
Day game.
You okay?
Do you know you're on the air this morning?
Are we on air right now?
One of our strangest visits ever with you.
Pints of ale.
We do have to let you go, though, because we're up against it, as we say.
You're up against it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I tell you what I'm up against. About $200,000 in gambling debts. And no, I don't want to go on the air with that. Good morning.
All right. We'll see you. That's the fake Jerry. It's